now for something completely different.
Welcome to Shout Out. Out of the closet and into your ears.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Shout Out. I'm Steph Barnett.
And I'm Andy Shilton, and today on the show, Bristol Pride.
We'll be chatting to Darren to find out all the latest.
And transphobia in Bournemouth.
Cheryl sends us her report.
All that and more coming today right here on Shout Out. Sorry,
that did sound condescending. Yes, right, you better apologise.
Right here on Shout Out. Yeah, sorry. I'm just a bit hyper because it's holiday, of course, isn't it?
And of course, it's your birthday sometime this year. I think you've got a birthday this year, haven't you?
Yeah.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Andy. Happy birthday to you.
Going red.
That's a good sight. You blushing on radio.
It's fine, it's radio. It's, you know, it's how you get away with it.
Nice.
Oh, I love he's you so really. Graceful in his old age.
He is.
Yeah. 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 I'm getting tips off Steph for how many years now?
Well, you'll soon be able to put your Zimmer next to mine, dear. At the moment, I got a special place. Yes,
have you
right, right outside me doors.
Oh, help. Anyway, we were supposed to actually be talking about something really serious in the top of the show, weren't we?
We were actually going to mention the thing about Chechnya, because I suppose most people have seen in the news, and we'll be mentioning it in the news later, but there is a petition going on at the palace. I think it started...
No, it's at the Phoenix.
Oh, sorry.
It's at the Phoenix. So if you're out
and about
in
Bristol,
started at 5,
though, didn't it?
Yeah, and it's finishing at 8. So it only really applies if you're listening to us live. But if you're out and about in town, pop into the Phoenix and put your signature on it. So if you haven't heard, I don't know how you can't have heard about it, but basically they'd be making gay concentration camps, aren't they?
Well, Amnesty reckon that there's about 100 people in prison and about 30 per cell. The guy who's a bit of a crook, a gang leader who runs Chechnya, who's a bit of a puppet of Putin.
That was quite well said.
Has said that there are no gay people in Chechnya, so how can we have them in prison?
Yeah.
There isn't now. Now that he's rounding them up, so it's horrible.
Yeah. Anyway, you know, go sign it. I think there's lots of online petitions as well. I mean, basically, what everyone's kind of concerned about is the fact the government hasn't really even acknowledged it.
Well, they had. Actually, there's petitions going on from the European Union, from the United States, and also Amnesty are getting involved. But what effect that'll have, I don't know, because Chechnya and, well, you know what Russia's like in Putin. They usually put a finger up, don't they, to the rest of the planet.
Well, we cancelled the Idiot of the Year award in the Shout Out Listeners Award.
Well, we knew
just kept winning it every year. It was,
I think you can also donate to charities as well. There's a couple of charities that are either working on some form of relief or at least trying to get in touch with them or something to do with like supporting families and stuff. If you just give it a Google, I've seen a couple of calls for aid from people. So if you feel financially able, then that is worth looking into too.
Cool. Okay.
Thank you.
Cool. Anyway, it's a 4-day weekend, the first time, do you know, this is the only show of the entire year where we start the weekend. Isn't that
cool? Because usually it's me, isn't it, on a Friday on the drive.
Yeah, are you doing drive time tomorrow?
I've been asked to, but it won't obviously be a drive, it'll just be an Easter show.
Yeah.
I think it's the only live show on the station tomorrow.
Fair enough. So, do people, because when I was a little kid, like my grandparents used to say, let's go out for a drive on a Sunday. So people do that kind of thing anymore.
It's not relaxing, is it? It's too packed. You can do that when you get across the channel. It's really relaxing.
Yeah. But it's more infuriating.
Driving in the UK is not relaxing.
They're saying that the traffic's going to be horrendous. So if you are stuck in your car, thank you for tuning in.
Well, the M4 currently, if you're listening live, is queued from Bath all the way into Almondsbury and towards both of the Severn crossings.
Oh, lovely. Yeah, there were a few accidents earlier, as you'd expect. So, and isn't Monday afternoon the other one, when they all come back the other way?
Yeah.
It gets really, really,
yeah. Still, really bad. Let's look on the positive side. There is chocolate involved this weekend.
Lots of chocolate, yes.
I've already had two bunnies.
Yes. I actually don't like chocolate.
I don't like chocolate.
I used to get like 15 eggs and I hated it.
Can you pass them over here?
Yeah, of course. I don't like it. It's too sugary.
You're the only girl on the planet who doesn't like chocolate.
I know, I'm a cheap date. What can I say? I don't need chocolate. It's only flowers.
Do you like alcohol? That makes you a really cheap date if you don't like alcohol.
I do like alcohol. My mum's listening. No, I don't. Not at all.
You're too young anyway.
So, right, shall we get some events then from you two?
Sure.
So we got Ella and Lara this week. Who's come first?
Ella.
I think I am. It's only I'm the aperitif before we get the main course because I have...
You said that so sexily.
I know.
Can you say that again?
What, aperitif?
It's French, isn't it? French is so romantic.
Well, I would say it was quite sexy, not just romantic.
Well, I was going for a little more PC, but romantic.
I mean, this is fine. I feel like I'm winning at Owl Shop.
Anyone needs an event promoted. So, anyway, come on. What are you talking about?
Very affordable rates.
Now. It's a family show.
I didn't mean like that.
Like what?
Okay, hang on a minute.
How to make Ella blush. What event are you talking about for us?
Sunday, April the 16th, Sister Act 2, a night of perpetual indulgence at Bristol Bear Bar in Old Market.
How fitting you introduced it like that, really, wasn't it?
So 7 p.m. till late, it's free entry, hosted by Miss Beaver with music by DJ Daddy, and obviously organised by our very good friends, the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, who have been on this very show.
Yeah, they were here last week, telling us all about the event. So if you want to know more about it, just go listen to the podcast from last week.
And can you now do that in French?
No, I can't. I'm sorry. I know enough French people to be crucified if I try.
So, setter de to.
So you can't do it in French.
We tour. I can do the basics. I can get fed and watered.
That was a very Bristolian French. It has to be said. No,
we tour.
What about? Je suis du délire.
I'm sorry.
Il y a une nuit avec des soeurs de plaisir. Yeah, peut-être.
That's it. I'm right. Carry on.
I have nothing else to say, to be fair. I only speak Spanish, I can't do French. That's about all I get.
Hola, una cerveza, por favor.
Oh, that's it. We should go international. After the show, I'm going to be contacting international stations. We're only on British stations at the moment.
Right,
so, Laura, what have you got for us?
So, I've got a play at called The Eclipse. It's at the station.
It's the old fire station place, isn't it?
Yeah, the old fire station. It's from the 24th to the 26th of April, 7:30 to 9 p.m. And it's a really great story. It's about young people figuring out who they want to be in the LGBT society and just figuring out about their lives and everything like that. So it's something that appeals to me because obviously I'm a young person figuring out everything. So yeah, definitely going to go and taking Ella along with me.
Did you say is it made by youngsters?
So it's made by the playwright Alice Nicholas and it's inspired by people and young people in Bristol who they've talked to. So it's a really great story and I encourage anyone to go and see it. So yeah, me and Ella are going to go and see it.
Yeah, we are. I'm quite intrigued by this whole thing because it kind of goes just before the solar eclipse and I like that kind of sci-fi feel.
Yeah,
to the
to do with the solar eclipse.
As in the real solar eclipse?
Like feelings of change.
Yeah, right? So as the sun comes together with the moon, they come together and find out about love and everything like that.
Apparently it does have a genuine effect on humans.
Oh, I doubt that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, no. I've known several people who work in the NHS who genuinely say, you know, when you have events like that, it does have a profound effect.
That's where the term lunatic comes from.
It's from
people going a bit nuts on the full moon, because it literally, well, if you think we're 70% water, the moon has a pull on all bodies of water on Earth, then we all go a little bit
you're
nuts.
Too scientific. I do chemistry and you're more scientific than me. Damn. What is this?
She's turning into like our female Terry. I mean, he's full of interesting facts as well.
Don't say that, because I feel like Terry will challenge me to a fight to the death or something to keep the title.
Mike's till dawn.
I'll be the Padawan to his Jedi. I'm happy with that.
Nice.
Cool. So that's. Did you say the fire station?
Yeah. So that's. It's at the station. Yeah, the 24th to the 26th of April.
Brilliant. Cool. Thank you very much, ladies.
No problem.
You're very welcome.
Shout out.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shout Out Podcast.
Now, it kind of had to be done, didn't it? That is Heaven is a Place on Earth by Belinda Carlisle. There's just a slight release and we might be playing that. So, hello, Darren. Oh, hang on, wrong one. Which one have I got you on? There we go, that one. So, hello.
Hi. Should I start the other one? There we go.
But no, that's my fault. I thought that was a bit... They're all in a bit of a state at the moment, so... So they're welcome.
Thank you.
You're looking a lot stressed than normally you do this time
of year. Oh, I know. I've been doing yoga and everything. No, I think it's been a really amazing year this year so far. Yeah. You know, I think Bristol Pride is just kind of on the map, and I think that's really helped.
Well, and truly on the map as well.
Do you ever get a break, or is that stress constant throughout the year? Because obviously it only takes place over 1 week, but you've got to do a lot more work behind
the
scenes.
And now we work throughout the year as well, so we kind of do the school visits, we do talks to businesses, and then obviously the film festival kind of works throughout the year as well, so it does literally never stop. Yeah. And as soon as we finish one Pride, we're literally starting on the next one.
Right.
Because these, you know, we've just obviously just announced some artists, but those conversations were being had at the end of last year. So it does take quite a lot of time to get sorted.
Right. So Pride's not a day, is it?
As well, isn't
well
it?
It's not just a day, it's a whole week. So tell us what's happening in the week builder.
This year's festival will be running from the 30th of June right through until the 9th of July. And we'll have our mainstay of exciting events that people know that
like
we do,
dogs.
Like our dog show, which will be taking place on Saturday the 1st. That's a really fun event.
Do we know, is that going to be over on Castle Park again? Or do
I
we
hope
not
so.
Know
I'm still waiting to hear back.
Right.
But yeah, I think it was a really great space for us to use, a nice green space. So
that bridge got vandalised earlier, did you hear? Yeah. So someone sprayed Boaty McBoatface on the bridge.
Bridge face. Which is a shame, because it's a very lovely bridge.
It is, yeah.
I'm sure it will come off with a bit of scrubbing.
So we don't know where we'll be, but we're definitely having a dog show.
So that'll be on the Saturday. On Sunday, we'll be doing our LGBT plus gaming event, which is video gaming social, really kind of great opportunity to kind of get out of your bedroom but come and play video games with us instead, and meet like-minded people. And we introduced that 2 years ago and have built such a fantastic community of gamers from that, so that's been really great, and it's been very popular. And then I should say, actually, on the Friday the 30th, we'll be launching our film festival. That'll be opening.
Is it a week again?
It will be a week. And actually, there's more happening in the film festival than ever before. So we'll have all our feature films. And I've just come back from about 2 weeks ago, back from London's Flare Film Festival from the BFI. So I've been sitting and watching all the films to make selections for this year. And Jane's been busy working on our short film selections as well. So we'll be showing a programme of shorts as well as features throughout the whole week.
So I really enjoyed the shorts.
I
went to the first one that Jane launched. Yeah. And some of them were just fabulous to watch.
I tell you one movie that she's not had on her list yet, Los Dos Lados de la Cama. Both Sides of the Bed. That is a really good movie.
You message her and tell her to have a look. But one thing that's really exciting about the film festival this year, and I think we've already talked about it on the show before, is obviously we're now a partner with Iris Prize, and we are taking selections for Best of British. So we'll be screening those in, we'll be judging those, and the audience will be our fifth judge. It's like X Factor.
That's fab.
And we'll be putting forward a suggestion for Best of British. And if they win, they get £20,000 worth of post production support from BBC Elstree Studios. Mm. So it's amazing.
I think we had Jane on a few weeks ago to talk about it, didn't we? Because they were after people submitting their short films so
we've had loads of films come through.
You have. Brilliant. That's
fantastic.
Great.
So, yeah, it's really great. And then obviously back to kind of the mainstays. We've got our Fear Tonight, and this year that's moving from Wednesday to Tuesday. That'll be at the Wardrobe Theatre in Old Market, the old Flamingos building.
Oh, lovely. And it's a lovely theatre, that one.
Yeah, it's really great. Great space. But we're really excited with our theatre this year. We're actually doing a drag version of a very popular improvised show that usually takes place in Bristol, The Murder She Didn't Write. So it'll be Murder He Didn't Write.
Oh, okay.
And it's so popular, we've had to do two showings in the one night. So we'll be two showings in on that Tuesday of this drag version of Murder He Didn't Write. So it's very exciting to have that.
And of course, comedy night.
Will still be on Thursday at the Beer Keller. That's just been the highlight of the week, really. It's our busiest event during the week.
Through memory, it always has been, isn't it?
I mean, the comedy,
it just sells out. So is there any chance that might go to two nights? Or
Potentially, you know, I think we kind of got a great, you know, we have such a full program, it's quite difficult to say we'll do two nights of it. I think we're on for another busy one, so I'd suggest we haven't
Put your tickets early.
We haven't put them out yet, but as soon as they're out, we should get booking, because we've got Bethany Black performing.
Oh, she's brilliant.
So if anyone came to Pride in 2010, she performed with us then, so it's great 7 years later, amazingly, to have her back performing with us. And we've got David Mills, who's just incredibly funny. This would be great to have.
Now, what's new as well? You've got the night before the day event, haven't you, at the Harbourside?
So Friday we're doing a big concert down on the amphitheatre, and that, as the cue song led me into the room as we're dancing away, was Belinda Carlisle will be headlining that. And she'll be joined, and quite poignant really, because we're a month away from Eurovision. Katrina and the Waves will be joining us on the stage.
And
she won. That's the last time the UK won.
Are the Waves coming as well? Or was it just Katrina?
Just Katrina of the Waves.
Of the Waves, but of course, she was the last winner for the UK, and we don't even know that we're going in this year, I believe.
Oh, we are.
You reckon?
Definitely. And that'll be, so obviously her big song was Love Shine a Light, Walking on Sunshine. Yes. So this is going to be amazing.
But so what's different about it? It's evening, is it?
It is. So it's just a Friday evening, but it just means that we can give more time to the artists. So Belinda will be doing a full 75-minute set.
Wow.
With a full live band. Really incredible performance there. It is ticketed, and the early bird tickets for that are just £15 at the moment, so an absolute bargain. And all that money is to help support Pride Day being free still, because we're not getting funding. We have to do something a bit radical, and that's what we're doing.
That's a good idea. And it gives people, that week is gradually filling up with more and more headlining stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
And I think, correct me if I'm wrong, though, Bristol Pride is still one of the few free ones left, because I think Manchester and Birmingham and London all charge now, don't they?
Yeah. The big ones. Trafalgar Square in London is still free.
Right.
We're comparable size to festivals. We're up there with Manchester, Brighton, not quite as big as Brighton, but Birmingham as well. And we're still free. And I think that's really, for us, that's really important. It's about the ethos of what we want to do and why we're doing Pride. You know, I remember my very first Pride event and what that meant to me and how that helped me, you know, realize I wasn't alone.
It's quite staggering, isn't it?
It's the power of that Pride event. I'm not the only gay in the world.
Yeah.
So it's such a shame to think that there are young people out there, or actually anyone of anyone age that needs Pride to support them and help them realize they're not alone and not isolated, but they couldn't come because they couldn't afford a ticket, or you kind of puts them off. That's a real shame. So we're proud to be different here.
It's one of the reasons we love broadcasting it. So for those that can't, because they, you know, may not be able to through for various reasons, they can still listen in on the day, which is brilliant. So,
Can we move on to the day?
Busted. Oh, we've given away the big announcement already. So
you announced it a few days ago, didn't you? So I was just like, oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, we're so really, really excited to have Busted come and headline Pride Day. And they've just been, you know, obviously people will know them from their music like Year 3000 and What I Go to School For and Air Hostess. But their new music is absolutely amazing. So yeah. I've been kind of had their new track, I'm What I Want to Be On What You're on a loop. It's just so good. Like, they've got a new sound, kind of a bit more electronic in there. But yeah, they're just still as energetic as they ever were. So that's really exciting to have them come down.
And it's not just them, is it? Because I remember you said, oh my God, I'm inundated with fans at the moment. That was a different band, wasn't it? It was Union J.
So yeah, you know, a boy band that were kind of manufactured, I guess, on the X Factor, you know, a good couple of years ago. But they've gone on since to have four number ones. And it's been really, really popular. And obviously,
well, the mix houses like them a lot, especially the mix houses like Seventh Heaven.
Yeah.
They get taken up a lot.
So yeah, it's been really good. And then obviously one of the lead singers, Jamie, is openly gay. George Shelley was a member of the band. He's actually left now, but he was in Celebrity Jungle, and he's quite openly bi. So it's great. Not only are they kind of, you know, a really good looking band, and it's quite nice to have a good looking boy band at Pride, you know, they're very open about their sexuality, and to the, you know, they talk about that to their fans, and I think that's really important. And that they, you know, they're helping make sure that the next generation coming up and coming through are more open-minded and more, you know, able to talk about their sexuality more freely, and that's great. So they definitely deserve a place at Pride.
I mean, there was a time, I don't know if I think you and I are similar of age. I think I'm a bit older than you, but I do remember there was a time when if you were in a boy or a girl band and a member came out, you just disappeared off the face of the earth. It's so good that doesn't happen anymore.
I know, and you know, we're still kind of, there's still artists that are actually coming out now, you know.
Who's the older chap who's just recently done it? I'm trying to think. There's a really famous one. He's just, I can't remember.
It's on the tip of my tongue. Yeah. I'm going to say like Drew Barrymore, because that will then have it in your head. Barry Manilow.
That's it. He's just come out. And he's been in a relationship for 20, 30 years or something.
39 years he's 39 been with years. His
Well, the thing is, everyone knew. But in his head, obviously, he thought it was all still.
But I think that's the thing, isn't it?
Isn't he the generation that would have remembered when it was totally illegal?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so, it was illegal. You know,
it can be really frightening.
In secret. So, yeah, you know, it's a shame that we kind of still have that hang up. And this is, you know, what we're seeing now is a bit different.
Yeah, I mean, I know you have a very similar kind of feeling to us. You know, in an ideal world, we wouldn't need Shout Out, we wouldn't need Pride. You know, the recent events in the world just prove, and even here in Bristol, we still have homophobia and transphobia going on.
Yeah.
So
and biphobia,
wasn't forgetting anyone.
I love the fact that most Prides in the UK have dropped gay. And that is Pride. And I think the Bristol one last year, remember, was and the one before, that it's just people there who are proud to be part of a group.
Yes,
of,
exactly. And I think that's really important.
It's very hippie-ish last year and the year before. Very hippie-ish.
It's kind of just people coming together and just kind of realising they can be who they want to be. Yeah. And actually, you know, they're not pigeonholed into actual labels of going, you have to be this gay person and you have to be this gender. You know, people are, you know, are able to express themselves more freely. Yeah,
very quickly, Darren, because we've run out of time.
Yeah.
The evening, dude.
The evening.
Yeah.
So we'll be back at the O2 Academy. And we've got something really special this year. So Charlotte Church is bringing her late night pop dungeon to perform live at midnight on the main stage in the O2. And she is just phenomenal. Everyone might know Charlotte Church as the singer. But she's doing this kind of pop dungeon, and basically what she does is covers other people's songs. So she does Beyonce, she does En Vogue, you name it, she probably sings it.
I mean, she had quite a few tracks herself.
She had her own tracks as well. But she's just got such personality and character, and she brings that. And it's a 10-piece live band that she's bringing along. It's going to be a real spectacle. So that's quite exciting. And she's just done Glastonbury. She was in Glastonbury last year. She's doing Best of All this year. So it's amazing that we're able to get an artist of that caliber to come and do our after party.
I mean, every year the lineup just gets better and better, better and better.
It does, and the week just becomes more exciting.
Yeah.
If if you're listening, you just need to get a week's sleep before the week because you ain't going to be sleeping for Pride Week.
Listen, HLC, of course, it is a totally free event, but it is really good if people can support it. And the numbers are up on supporting year on year.
Definitely,
aren't
they? And I think that's about more awareness of what we're doing. So, you know,
but what can people do? Is it wristband thing again we're doing this year?
Yeah, so Pride Day, we'll be asking everyone to give a £3 donation, and that's our magic number. We need everyone who comes to Pride, and that's over about 35,000 people come through our gates.
Wow, is that what it was?
Need to give a £3 donation to help us cover the cost, and that doesn't cover all the costs. But people can get an optional £5 wristband for the day, and that gives them money off at the bars.
Yes, free travel.
Free travel with First Bus in the Bristol Inner Zone. You get £1 trips on Bristol ferries as well, so you can catch the ferry from Temple Meads to Castle Park or to the amphitheatre for a quid. So you'll get the money off the bars. You also get freebies or money off at the food traders as well. So really, for an extra £2, you're saving money.
You save
because,
a lot,
you know, you save 50p every time you go to the bar. You're saving £4 on the bus trip, so actually it's a no-brainer. And if you want to come to the after party as well, then we do these lovely, really fancy fabric wristbands.
Very nice.
I'm going to hand one over to Steph because she can coo at how lovely it is.
Hold it up to the microphone so they can see it.
Yeah, there we are. Look at who you are, listeners. It's beautiful.
Oh, my God, that is tactile.
It's lovely, isn't it? So it's a little fabric. You get a limited edition fabric wristband, and that gets you into our after party at the O2 Academy with Charlotte Church and Horsemeat Disco. We'll see
Who have done phenomenally well. I saw them say...
Incredible.
I saw an article where they said they didn't even really think they would be as successful as they are. They're doing amazingly well.
So popular, and they do all the major festivals. You also get into the Queen's Shilling with that, and you'll get into the Hush Women's After Party at Basement 45.
Well,
so
free
parties, Pride Day discounts, all for £15, and you're helping to make Pride happen. And if we don't get that support, then we may have to scale Pride back. We may have to not be able to put it on as we've known to grow and love it over the last couple of years, because you know things are getting more and more expensive every year. Even the parade is costing us more and more money every year. So you know, we just need people to kind of get out there and support us. And
likely to see floats one year?
I don't think
so. It's been an umming and ahhing thing for a long time.
No, I mean we're going to see floats, walking floats this year.
Right.
And we really actively encourage people to do that and get involved in it. But vehicles, no. You know, Bristol's got some really dodgy hilly streets and you know, we don't really want to contribute to the congestion in the city, to the carbon emissions in the city with floats just sitting there churning out diesel. So to be honest with you, for our green credentials, it's not something we really want to do. But we really encourage people to make a walking float that they can push along and do it that way. And we're starting to see more and more of that happen.
Well, that's cool. Excellent. So now we're back in the amphitheatre again for the big one this year, aren't we?
We are, yeah. So. And it's just, you know, it's a beautiful location on the harbour side. We've got the water right there. It can get a little bit windy, as we found out last year.
It blew us around a bit last year, didn't it?
Yeah. But actually, when on such a hot and sunny day, that breeze was quite welcome at times.
Well, fingers crossed, because we have had some very good years for the last few years.
Don't say anything, Andy. Touch wood.
Darren will have the weather organised.
Yeah. Anyway, listen, we must move on, mate, because we're rapidly running out of time. But it's lovely to catch up with you. I hope we get to speak to you again before the big day.
I'm sure.
You must come and say hello when we're actually there as well, because it's always good to talk to you.
Yeah, and all people need to do is, if they want more information about the artists performing at Pride or to get those supportive wristbands, just head over to our website, which is bristolpride.co.uk.
Yeah, cool. And don't forget, we'll be there. Showtape will be there.
Yes, we will be broadcasting live all day. Cool. Thank you ever so much, Darren. It's lovely to catch up with you. I'm going to play a busted one for you now.
That's a surprise.
Yeah, I wonder why. Stay with us. You're listening to Shout Out.
The Shout Out Podcast.
There you go, that's a busted. And year 3000, they will be headlining Bristol Pride this year. So do get your supporters, wristbands, whatever you do. So really cool song, that one. I do like that one. Do you two like that one?
I like... What I Go to School For, their other big hit.
Yes, that was a good one. Yeah. They had some very boppable tunes. Don't know if that's a word.
Yeah. And I've got Charlotte Church one coming up a bit later, although she's there with her group performing, so they're doing covers. So, but I thought I'd bang one of her tracks in. So.
Yeah, yeah. Seen Charlotte at GAY.
Yeah, she's doing the after party this year.
Oh, right,
so
okay.
So she will be at the O2 in the evening. So was it £15 for the day and night, wasn't it, I think?
Yes.
Yeah.
Should be good.
Yeah.
Quick fingers you have, Mr. Mr. Thomas.
Anyway, let's get some news headlines. I should ignore that comment.
This is Shout Out News on Thursday, the 13th of April, 2017.
Using corporate and consumer power to effect political change is not a new phenomenon. In Britain, the magazine Ethical Consumer has been championing causes such as fair trade and veganism for decades. Now, there's been a major response by corporate advertisers to the right-wing news network Fox News, an American station owned by the oligarch Rupert Murdoch, and much ridiculed for its zany, xenophobic and homophobic reportage. The network has been rocked by allegations of blatant sexual or racial discrimination against its employees in the recent months, and this week new allegations against its flagship show, hosted by right-wing pundit Bill O'Reilly, has led to megacorporations such as Hyundai and Mercedes-Benz to suspend advertising with the network. The National Organization of Women, based in Washington, welcomed the developments and expressed the hope that Bill O'Reilly would soon lose his slot.
Let's Rock Bristol, the retro festival, is back in June and will appeal to many fans of camp and popular music. Sponsored by Bristol City Council in conjunction with Absolute Radio, who run specialist digital services covering the 80s and 90s, the festival will take place at Ashton Court Estate and will have a stellar lineup, including Gloria Gaynor, The Village People and Bewitched. Also appearing will be Howard Jones, who in 1983 broke through to be possibly the first Buddhist and vegetarian to get into the UK top five. More controversially, the Happy Mondays take to the stage on Sunday the 4th of June. The band may be remembered for their central role in infusing Indian rave music in the early 90s, but gave a hugely homophobic interview to the New Musical Express in 1991, something that has not been forgotten by many music fans. For tickets, visit letsrockbristol.com.
It has long been the assertion of LGBT rights activists that homophobia leads to more and more extreme forms of hatred, and this week that dreadful equation has been proven by the activities of the authorities in the Russian region of Chechnya. Gay news wires such as Pink News and Gay Star News say that the Chechen police may be running concentration camps for gay people and others that have fallen foul of an increasingly paranoid regime. The most detailed information is coming from reports on the dissident Eastern European Radio station Radio Free Europe, which says that in Chechnya, homosexuality is stigmatized and so-called honor killings carried out by family members are not uncommon. The radio station has spoken with three gay men whose lives have been ruined by the homophobia of the state authorities, and we have linked to the article on our website.
The Irish Mirror talked to the former partner of gay television star Graham Norton last weekend. Scott Michaels met Graham in 1996, at about the time he was becoming a household name. Their seven-year relationship, he said, ended because of the pressures of workload and time on the celebrity. Nevertheless, they have remained in touch over the years.
Now it's Easter week and LGBT Christians will be marking the most important event in the Christian calendar this weekend. We send our Easter greetings to liberal, progressive and LGBT-friendly denominations everywhere. Meanwhile, you might like to know that two of the largest campaign groups for gay and trans inclusion in the church, namely the Lesbian and Gay Christian Movement and Changing Attitude UK, have joined forces to forge a new organisation called One Body, One Faith. Visit their website via your favourite search engine to find out more about the work of the new combined organisation.
Plans are now advanced for European Bear Weekend, held this year in the beautiful German city of Cologne, with its distinctive twin-spired cathedral and lively gay scene. The event, for hairy and larger gay and bisexual men, plus their admirers of course, also welcomes trans bears and takes place over the May Day bank holiday weekend, a traditional time for merriment and revelry. Visit eurobearsweek.com for full information, but remember, not all this website's content will be safe for work.
Grr. For these new stories and more, visit our website at shoutoutradio.lgbt.
For Shoutout News, this has been Lucy Potter
and Terry Starr.
Shoutout News.
National and international LGBT news for you.
Go, go, grr.
Grr.
Shout out.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shout Out Podcast.
All the things you do, you know.
That's Charlotte Church and a Crazy Chick.
And she is as well.
Yeah, I don't know if she'll do that one or not on the night. Like Darren said, her new pop group is does lots of covers.
I don't think most people would be worried what she's singing.
No, she's such a fantastic entertainer.
She's going to be wearing some real sexy stuff.
Oh, right. I was thinking more about her singing.
Of course you were, dear.
That may be because I'm a gay man.
Really? Well. Who'd have thunk?
I still have fond memories of when we met Blue all those years ago at Pride.
Yes.
So, well, they were very fit, so...
I know. You went on and on and on.
Oh, dear. Anyway, there's been some goings-on in the way of kind of transphobia down in Bournemouth, hasn't
there? It's to do with religious bigotry, and Cheryl went down to find out.
Sophie Cook, you were the primary target of this transphobic article in Christian Voice. You've been here today at the event. How have you found things?
It's been an amazing event. There's been some brilliant speakers, and obviously we've had our visitors from Christian Voice. And I think the really great thing is that, of course, we're at an LGBT History Month at a university, which is obviously all about education. So I'm hoping that these guys have actually learnt something from the event.
Well, one would certainly hope so. Have you been talking to them at all?
They don't seem to want to talk to me. They just sort of seem to stare at me a little bit. But I'm hoping to engage in a dialogue. They keep tweeting about me. So, maybe I should sort of engage with their tweets and say, come on, guys, let's sit down, have a coffee and work out, because life is love and it's all about people and it's not about difference. It's all about sameness. And for me, hate doesn't drive out hate, only love does. If someone's going to hate me, I'm not going to hate them back, because that's not going to change their mind, is it? We've got to be positive, and we've got to we've got to be the change that we want to see in the world.
And of course, part of being that change is the work that you're doing with Bournemouth Football Club, but you're being in the Premier League. How have you found that?
It's brilliant. The thing is, when I came out, I first of all, I didn't know that I'd actually still be working in football, and I had friends that were scared of me going back to football. But the reality is that the abuse that I've got in football, my first season in the Premier League, I had 5 incidents of abuse all season, and 4 of those were kids. Whereas, to put it into perspective, in 2 days at Brighton Pride the same year, I had 10 incidents of hate crime, one of which was a physical assault. And, of course, this last couple of days, there's been a certain amount of what would legally be termed a hate crime directed towards me. This is from what's supposed to be an inclusive organisation, as opposed to football, which lots of people on the outside think is quite bigoted. So we'll see.
I've been seeing the tweets that you've been retweeting. There's an incredible amount of support out there for you.
Well, the funny thing is that sort of I've had hundreds and hundreds of messages of support. I think I must have had about sort of 2 messages of support for every Twitter follower they've got. Whilst the attack isn't a pleasant thing to start with, the result is that it makes people actually stand up and pick a side, and that the love and support I've got over the last 24 hours from football fans, from people all over the world, I've got a massive smile on my face. It's like, I'm not going to get upset about it.
And long may it continue. Thank you, Sophie. I'm talking to Ebony, who's the LGBT plus officer for Bournemouth University. Ebony, this event has attracted a little bit of controversy. How has that gone down with the university?
The uni, they've been as supportive as you can be. They've helped us, you know, make sure we've got the security sorted, make sure the events run smoothly, given us the floor for the building and all that. In terms of staff, it's just been basically, we'll be there to support you, especially Matt. He's been great. You know, should anything go poorly, there's provisions in place. So I haven't particularly been worried about the controversy. Obviously, there's people in society that have those views. We know that. But that's why we have events like these, to show that even though those views are still held, we are still here. We have been a part of history, and it's up to us now to continue the work that was started all those years ago to make sure that those views are drowned out by us celebrating ourselves.
Brilliant. Well, thanks very much. It's coming to the end of the day now. Are you happy with how things have gone?
Oh yeah, massively. The talks that I've attended have been really, really interesting. I'm really glad I could take some time out to come and, you know, see some talks, and it's not just been all registration and admin all day. Definitely. So yeah, happy with it for sure.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Jeff Evans is one of the School's Out speakers here. Jeff, it's fairly unusual for LGBT History Month to attract negative publicity in the press. What's been the official attitude to this?
Well, just from the start, that's not quite correct. When Sue and Tony launched LGBT History Month over a decade ago now, there was considerable opposition from a number of national newspapers with the usual slurs and derogatory commentary. But you're quite right. In subsequent years, we've become respectable, invited to number 10, launches in the House of Commons and the Speaker's Chambers. So, yes, it is unusual to be speaking to a body of quite, shall we be polite and say, outspoken people of belief whose commentary, can be and has been quite offensive. However, I actually think it's good. If anything, our campaign and other campaigns for equality have got to be inclusive and reach out. If we do not attempt to reach out and build a constituency that understands, agrees and promotes concepts and ideas of human self-esteem and human equality, then we're going nowhere. We become a sect. So in many ways, I mean, I've been talking to the members of this group all day, and some of the comments they made, some you just let fly, but others you're able to engage on. There is usually common ground between them, unless they're absolute head the cases. And in many cases, these people, many people, not just religious people, have not had the education on which to build a balanced view of other human beings. And if nothing else, LGBT History Month out in the past, Bournemouth has provided a very useful space. These people, however entrenched their religious views, cannot help be affected by the presentations they are patiently listened to.
Do you think we've changed any minds today?
Let's say we've begun a process.
Thank you very much, Jeff.
For more information about Shoutout Radio, visit us online at shoutoutradio.lgbt.
Shoutout.
LGBT Radio for you.
The Shout Out Podcast.
Oh, that takes me back. That Steps.
Yep.
That's that brand new one. That's called Scared of the Dark. And that's actually, that's a remix. That's the
Seventh Heaven.
Yeah. Like Seventh Heaven makes this. So. It reminds me of being like a teenager and dancing along in the shilling all those years ago.
Tragedy.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it was. It was a huge hit back then. And of course, I was.
You had the, don't tell me you had the moves.
Yeah, I had the moves. Yeah, all my friends had the moves as well. But my best mate Paul could also, he knew every single move as well. So he still does, he just won't admit to it.
So it's a bit like country western line dancing, but yeah. A bunch of gay guys in a row dancing.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, okay.
And it became the thing with Steps. Everybody learned every move to every song. So it was a bit like that. So anyway, long weekend coming up.
Yes, lots of chocolate involved, hopefully.
Yeah, you doing anything special? I'm cooking a nice roast dinner, I've got the family coming up.
I'm going, Ivan's invited me out to the theatre.
Oh, nice, yes. What are you going to go see?
I have no idea, but it's at the Cube.
Oh, okay, cool.
If he's listening, he's going to kick me for not knowing what I'm going to see, but I can't remember.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a nice theatre, nice cinema, that one, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, I think his other half's going, and I'm dragging my other half along as well.
So it's always nice just to kind of, you know, have a bit of a chill and have 4 days off. It's the only time you get it, isn't it? So.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's it for this week. Enjoy the lovely long bank holiday. And if you are travelling, please do go safe.
And why not take a podcast or two on your travels? Just download them from iTunes or even shoutoutradio.lgbt.
Next week, more poetry is on the way. But yes. For this week, from myself and the lovely Steph.
Good evening. Bye-bye. Have a good Easter.
Shout out.
LGBT Radio for you.